Are you tired of working long hours and not getting paid? Do you find yourself working 40 hours every week for low pay? Well, it looks like the Department of Labor agrees with you and they feel that you should get paid for the work that you do. And it looks like they're putting their money where their mouth is. In this episode, we're going to talk about the new overtime rule and what that means for Christian workers like you. On this episode of Financial Advisors Say the Darndest Things. My name is A.B. Ridgway. I'm the host of Financial Advisors Say the Darndest Things in My Mom's Favorite Christian Financial Advisor. And today, I'm happy to announce that it looks like those who work long extended hours for very low pay are finally being heard. I know in some of my old jobs, it was natural for people to say, hey, if you work 40 hours, you get the minimum. But if you stay a little bit longer, you may get a promotion. And if you're working 50 and 60 hours a week, then you're right on track to be promoted to management and maybe even into the C-suite. But unfortunately, those hours in between time while you're waiting to be promoted are not compensated. So sometimes you're working 6 to 8 months or even years and still not getting the promotion or the bonuses that they told you you were going to get. And people are still telling you, it's almost here, but the money's not there. Well, the Department of Labor is getting tired of it. And as a cornerstone of the Fair Labor Standard Act, which basically the principal idea is that a hard day's work deserves a fair day's pay, are now introducing a new overtime regulation, which is restoring and extending this promise for millions of lower paid salary workers in the U.S. Now, before we get too excited, there are some people who are going to be exempt from this protection. And these are going to include bona fide executives, administrative, or professional employees. So this exemption typically refers to those as the EAP exemption and is going to apply under three circumstances. One, an employee is paid a salary. Two, the salary is not less than the minimum salary threshold amount. And three, the employee primarily performs executive, administrative, or professional duties. Now, let's get to the good part here. It looks like they really did their due diligence on this one. They did a lot of interviews. They did a lot of listening sessions across the nation to get a better understanding of what's going on behind closed doors when it comes to how long employees are working and the quality of that work. And it looks like they've heard from a wide variety of members of the public who shared valuable insights to help them develop this administration overtime rule. And some of the things that they said was that they would love the opportunity to be compensated for time worked beyond 40 hours or alternatively. Now, why is this important? Because historically, they are promised a salary. Let's say the salary is $48,000 guaranteed for the year. Well, if you're working 50 and 60 hours a week, is that compensation truly above what maybe minimum wage might be? I mean, is it really a great salary if you're working 100 hours a week? Right? They actually go on to say that some people are making around $40,000 a year, and most weeks they work well over 40 hours, likely 45 to 50. Now, this rule change will benefit them greatly and ensure that their time is paid for. And there seems to be a common theme here that people just really want to be compensated for the work that they do, and they're tired of being used and abused. So the department's final rule, which will go into effect on July 1st, 2024, will increase the standard salary level that helps define and delimit which salary workers are entitled to overtime pay protection under the FLSA, which is the Fair Labor Standards Act. So to see if you qualify, I think starting July 1st or something like that, most salary workers who earn less than $844 per week will become eligible for overtime pay under the final rule. And on January 1, 2025, most salary workers who make less than $1,128 per week will become eligible for overtime pay. So as these changes occur, job duties will continue to determine overtime exemption status for most salary employees. So if you really want to know what that looks like on an annual basis, currently $684 per week, that equates to about $35,568 per year. And starting July 1st, 2024, $844 per week, that's going to be about $43,888 per year. And next year, January 1, 2025, is going to go up again to $1,128 per week, which is roughly $58,656 per year. Now, I know I went pretty fast, so feel free to rewind this part if you need to find your salary limit or what is close to your salary limit. And once again, going forward, the Department of Labor said after July 2027, they're going to be adjusting these numbers every 3 years. So these aren't going to be the final numbers going forward. But it is nice to know that they're going to make adjustments based on the cost of living and other factors that may be impacting workers at this point. If you feel like you've been working long hours, I mean, just get prepared because it looks like you're going to get a pay increase or maybe get your hours cut. And I think that's something that we need to take in consideration, right? To prepare for the unexpected. As excited as I am for this new policy, I am also concerned that employers are going to try to cut costs somehow by cutting their workforce, which may cause some people to lose their job because employers simply cannot afford the new pay increase. So how do you protect yourself as an investor at this point? Well, one of the things I would consider is looking for a job that's going to compensate you. And when you're in negotiations, also talk about the expected number of hours to be compensated. This is going to be a vital conversation because if they put you into an administrative role or professional role or executive role, these rules are not going to apply. So they can work you 100, 120 hours per week and you're going to have to do it. And unfortunately, that comes with the territory. So I think we'll be looking at compensations a little bit differently. Also, how much people really make. Even if you're making $200, $300, $400,000 per year, how many hours of that year are you actually dedicating to your work? And you need to break that down by hour. But what do you think? Do you think this is going to be a good rule? Do you think that the federal government should step in and intervene when it comes to overworking employees longer than the traditional 40 hours just because they have a salary? I'll be curious to hear your thoughts about how you feel about these updated changes. Do you feel this is going to be a positive or you think it's going to be a negative? And in the comments below, I would love to hear how many hours do you traditionally work if you're a salaried employee in the comments section. Let us know how many hours per week you work and do you feel that you're properly compensated for the hours that you do. It says in Deuteronomy chapter 25, verse 4, do not muzzle an ox while it is treading grain. And this is confirmed in 1 Timothy, where it says that workers deserve his wages, which is a reference to Luke chapter 10, verse 7. So when we take these scriptures both together, it really means that the work that we do, we should be compensated for. It is biblical. If someone does some work for you, you need to pay them righteously and fairly. Do you think this is fair wages? Do you think that this is a step in the right direction? Do you think this aligns with biblical principles? Well, I would love to hear your thoughts. Well, this is it for me. If you enjoyed this episode, make sure you subscribe. Also, check out our episode number 227, The Grandparent Loophole, The New College Savings Strategy. We have some new opportunities for non-parent contributions to 529 plans, which you can technically roll over $35,000 of unused funds into a Roth IRA if the child either drops out of school or just has some money left over, which is a great alternative to what we have now. Well, that is it for me. My name is AB Ridgway, and I'll see you on the other side of your blessing.